This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Sabri Benishore, in for David Brancaccio. The pandemic is obviously changing what American life looks like. It's also changing what American cities look like. Thousands of people have left New York due to COVID-19, leaving vacancies in their wake. What will that mean for the city's notoriously high rents? Marketplace's Jasmine Garst reports.
Thousands of New Yorkers have left the city since March thanks to the pandemic, so there are a lot of empty spaces.
There is a lower number of renters, at least until the crisis is over.
That's Jonathan Miller, the author of a new report by the brokerage firm Douglas Elliman. It shows that with demand down, rents are already starting to decline by 6.6% in Manhattan compared to June of last year. And Columbia University professor Stan Van Nieuwenberg says if federal pandemic benefits expire, we're likely to see a wave of evictions.
There's been fairly generous unemployment insurance with the $600 per week top-ups, which are about to expire in the next several days, leading to some sort of like fiscal cliff for a lot of households.
He says right now, some landlords are letting tenants live in their apartments for free rather than evict them or lower their rents. Because if landlords lower their rents, it could make it difficult for them to refinance their mortgages. I'm Jasmine Garst for Marketplace.